Your book's journey isn't over after it's been launched. Nope, it's got a whole lifetime ahead of itself. And so while I'm leading you through writing and launching a best-selling book, I'm also showing you how to make that book work for you for the rest of your career and your life. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David. Hi there, you're listening to Launch Your Book with Anna David. Conveniently, I am your host, Anna David. Every week, I talk to entrepreneurs, I talk to best-selling authors, I do solo episodes, I release book party recordings, and today I'm doing something I've never done before, and that is I am releasing the audio version of the TV segment I am now doing on KATU TV Portland. That's the local big Portland station where I am now doing book recommendations. Now, why am I releasing this as a podcast episode? Is it because I need content? Possibly. But it is also because I want to show you guys what's possible when you're a writer. Basically, I asked this station, this is a cool station, hey, could I recommend books on here? And they said yes. And they only said yes because I'm a writer. So take that. Think about what do you want to do as an author? That because it really is one of my dreams is to support other writers. So the fact that I get to do that, I don't say anything negative. I just talk about books I like. It's pretty cool. So what are you going to do? Bonus, you get to hear me call the host by the wrong name. And so that's a good message too. You can call an Emmy award-winning host by the wrong name and they will still have you back next month. Yeah, that's true. So if you'd like to actually see the video of this segment, get links to KATU and the books that I recommend, just go to legacylaunchpadpub.com/blog/KATU Oct. That's for October. LegacyLaunchpadPub.com/blog/KATU Oct. O-C-T.
Welcome back to AM Northwest. Fall is the perfect season to snuggle up with a good book. Here to share her picks for what to read right now, we welcome publisher and New York Times best-selling author, Anna David. Hi, Anna.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, I can't wait to hear your choices. So let's get right into it. The first one is called No Filter, which
yes,
sounds great just from the
it
title.
Is. It's called No Filter, The Inside Story of Instagram by an author, Sarah Friar, who is a reporter for Bloomberg, who has written a lot about Instagram, Facebook, and this is the story of how these two guys started that app that many of us have come to hate and right. love, Instagram, and how they sold it in 2 years for $1 billion.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Wow.
And it really breaks down how Mark Zuckerberg promised them autonomy and then got really in there. It's pretty gripping. I highly recommend this one.
Okay. That sounds good.
It's
all right. Your
one.
Next one is If You Lived Here, You'd Be Famous By Now.
Here's the amazing thing about this book. This author is 21 years old. She's still in college, and this is published by a major publisher.
Wow.
And it's like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I'm dating myself a little bit. But if Fast Times was from a female perspective in Kardashian culture, and it's this very wry examination of high school woes, but it's this adolescent book that's really entertaining for adults. And
so it's fiction.
It's essays.
Oh, essays
about
okay.
growing up in
oh,
Calabasas.
Wow. Okay.
She's writing about things that happened a year or two earlier, and to have that much perspective, I was not this wise at 21. I don't know about anybody else.
Not that wise at 62. Book Wars.
51. Yes, Book Wars, The Digital Revolution in Publishing. Now, make no mistake, this is one dense book, and it's written by a very intellectual British man. And yet he makes the business of publishing so interesting. He's done incredible research. And there are things like, this is the part I found the most gripping. He talks about the ebook revolution and how they thought that was going to be all entrepreneurs reading ebooks. No, turns out it's romance readers that love ebooks because
really?
They can read it. I know. I'm not a romance reader myself.
Uh-uh.
Tammy, you?
I don't know about Tammy, but I'm not a romance reader myself either.
I have to say what they learned is that basically, the e-readers are books you don't want to put on your bookshelf. So maybe people don't want 50 Shades of Grey on their bookshelf. I don't know.
They just don't want people to know what they're reading.
They don't want people to know.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Traction,
not a new book, written in 2011 or published in 2011, but it's the best business book I've ever read when it comes to really breaking down how you can run a successful business. It has all these ideas like you need accountability charts, you need to have what they call, what he calls rocks, which are 90-day goals, and you have to have core values where you basically decide on four or five things that every decision in your business is ruled by what these four or five things are. And I love it. Any entrepreneur, pick up Traction.
Okay, and then My Addiction and Recovery, a memoir, which sounds incredible.
Yes, it's called My Addiction and Recovery. Just because you're done with drugs doesn't mean drugs are done with you, by Ed Cressy. And I'm going to be honest, I don't love the cover. I don't love the title. I wasn't expecting a lot. It is one of the best addiction recovery memoirs I've ever read. I've read a lot of them. It's about this guy from an upper middle class family who descends into meth addiction so severe that he thinks he has paranoid schizophrenia and he thinks he's played a part in 9/11.
Oh my and gosh. It's,
I know. And it's amazing. He's now sober. And it's amazing because most people don't come back from the kind of places he describes, let alone document it. So it's, you'll be as shocked by his story as you are moved by his writing. So My Addiction and Recovery by Ed Cressy.
I love it. Anna, great picks. We're going to put them on our website at katu.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Thanks for joining me this week on Launch Your Book with Anna David. For more info about the show, go to launchyourbookpod.com, where you can get show notes and so much more. If you got anything out of this episode, I can't tell you how much I would appreciate a review. And don't forget, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is here to help you at any stage in your writing and publishing journey. Just go to launchpadpub.com for more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode.